everyone, it is Wednesday, January 15th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, the Niagara Gone and Government Conference was a success. Second, the Government of Canada is asking for your input on medical assistance in dying. And third, a big court decision out of BC last week that ARPA intervened on. So this past Saturday, the Niagara chapter hosted their second annual God and Government Conference.
Hey everybody, my name is Lucas Wolfler. I'm here with ARPA Niagara. Just wrapped up the day at the Ezra Institute and our 2020 God and Government Conference. This is the second one ARPA Niagara has ever done, and it was actually very successful. We had about, I would say, 50 to 60 people out today, a wide range of speakers. We had MP Garnet Janis in the morning, Reverend Dr. Joe Boot in the afternoon. We had some workshops on political issues, grassroots activism, pro-life apologetics, pro-life politics. And then finally, to end off the day, we had a panel discussion with MPP Sam Ulstroff, MPP Will Bauma, a local mayor, Dave Bilsma, and also Michael Zweep, who's a political staffer and media personality. And so it was a really good day, lots of fantastic discussion, lots of practical use for all that we learned here today. And yeah, it was just very well received, successful event right here in Niagara. Now back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Lucas. Awesome work there to you and the whole team. Canada's law on medical assistance in dying, or MAID, is going to be changing soon, and likely not for the better. A recent court case from Quebec struck down the requirement that natural death be reasonably foreseeable in Canada's current euthanasia legislation. Since the federal government has not challenged this decision, it is now working to revisit the euthanasia law as it is currently. As part of this legal review, the Government of Canada is consulting with Canadians like you. Please take 10 minutes to fill out the online survey and let our federal government know that we stand for life. Now, this consultation inquires about the importance of specific safeguards and the morality of advanced care directives. Now, an advanced care directive allows people to consent to euthanasia now, but for the euthanasia to take place at some point in the future. Let's let the government know that all of the proposed safeguards and the current prohibition against advanced care directives are very important. So the consultation period is only open for 2 weeks, so we encourage you to use this opportunity to voice your concern with euthanasia regardless of the circumstances. Please go to arpacanada.ca/MAID consultation to find the link to the survey and for some more information on that. Finally, last week we had some big news from a court in BC. John joins us with more.
British Columbia's highest court released its ruling last week Friday on the case known as AB versus CD. It's the case in which a 14-year-old girl wanted hormone therapy from BC's gender clinic. Her mother supported her and her father did not. Her issues with gender dysphoria began shortly after her parents' separation. Dad would not approve hormone therapy for his daughter, but the gender clinic got her to sign a consent form and went ahead with treatment anyway. After treatment began, Dad tried to persuade his daughter to stop treatment. He also referred to his daughter as his daughter and as female when speaking to media and other third parties. In response, the lower court in BC placed him under threat of immediate arrest and criminal prosecution if he continued to speak this way, calling it family violence. The father appealed this protection order. He also appealed the decision that his daughter could receive hormone therapy without his consent. As we reported a few months ago, the appeal judges ruled on the daughter's medical decision-making and the father lost that appeal. The remainder of the decision was released last week. And thankfully, the Court of Appeal ruled that Dad had not committed family violence, despite what the daughter's lawyers argued. The court also said that Dad was free to share his opinions about his daughter's medical treatment with her. However, the court did require the father to continue to refer to his daughter by her new name and with male pronouns. Unlike the protection order from before, this order is not criminally enforceable, it is more limited in scope, it's far less severe in its potential consequences. Now, while we don't agree that the conduct order was necessary, it is important to understand that this case does not mean that opposing gender transition or refusing to use your child's preferred pronouns is now illegal. Considering where this case could have gone, we were quite relieved with the result. To learn more about the judgment, please read our recent press release, which is on our website, and look for further analysis on our website later this week. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John. We're very excited about the opportunities ARPA has had in various courts and look forward to several more cases and interventions coming up in this year as well. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe. Are you somebody who prefers podcast formats? Well, ARPA's Quick Updates are also available wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you next time.